Hello, this is an audio file for the lecture notes on the periodic trends. At this point, you should have already printed out a copy of the periodic trend notes for the PowerPoint presentation and have them. And you should have opened up the periodic trend PowerPoint presentation and have it open. If you have not, please go back and do that. The first thing we'll take a look at, slide number one, is an introduction to the five trends that we're going to be dealing with. They are atomic radii, ionization energy, electronegativity, ionic radii, and metallic characteristic. Now the second slide. What we have is there is a picture of the atom is a central positive nucleus with valence electrons that are negative. So as you know, with Coulombic force, a positive and a negative charged body will attract. That is called Coulombic force. And it's a function of two things. The charges, Q1 being the charge on particle 1, which is a nucleus, and Q2 being the charge on one electron. So the charge is one of the parameters by knowing how much of a Coulombic force there is. And the other one is R, which is the distance the particles are away. So the pull of the valence electron to the nucleus is basically composed of two things. The charge on the nucleus and the distance the valence electrons away from the nucleus. That pull is called Coulombic force. That will be the first periodic trend that we'll deal with, which now you should be on slide 3. Now, remember that the nucleus, what we're looking at is a nucleus that's positive, and we're just looking at one valence electron. The other electrons we really don't deal with because we really only care about the valence electron because that's the electrons that do chemistry. So as you go down a group, the trend is decreasing Coulombic force. The reason is as you go down the group, the valence electrons are in higher and higher energy levels. Therefore, they're further away from the nucleus, so the R is increasing. That's dropping the Coulombic force. So if you think about it, the valence electron is out at that higher energy level, and when you let it go, there is very little attractive forces for that valence electron to move any closer to the nucleus. So that's the reason. Again, the reason for the decrease in activation energy, excuse me, the decrease in Coulombic force is due to that the valence electrons are in higher energy levels. Therefore, they're further away from the nucleus, making R larger. Now, for going across a period, you must understand that when you have charged bodies, it's kind of like magnetism, where if you have a central magnet and you have outside magnets that are being influenced by that one central magnet, you don't take and divide the pull of the central magnet by how many outside magnets there are. If you have one magnet and one outside magnet, the pull is the same if you have one magnet and two magnets that are outside that is being affected by the central magnet. And that's an important understanding. And most people, if you explain it with respect to magnets, they understand. The reason is because the trend of the Coulombic force going across a period is that the Coulombic force is increasing as you go across a period. The reason is, we'll look at lithium, beryllium, and boron, which is a series of elements that are going across the second period. Lithium has an atomic number of 3. which means it has three protons in the nucleus, and it has three electrons. There is one valence electron, so that valence electron sees the full 3+ nucleus pole. Well, when you go to beryllium, it has a 4+ nucleus. It has two valence electrons, but since each valence electron is treated the same way, therefore that one valence electron has a 4+ pull to the nucleus. And boron, which has five protons, it's three valence electrons. One of those electrons sees a 5+ pull to the nucleus. So what happens is, as you go across a period, the valence electrons are always in the same energy level, so they're about the same distance away from the nucleus. But what's increasing is the nuclear charge, or another way of saying it, the number of protons in the nucleus is increasing. And that causes the Coulombic force to increase. Thereby, that's the trend, increasing Coulombic force as you go across a period. So the reason is, for across a period, you have to say two things. The first thing is that the valence electrons are in the same energy level. What that does is that removes R as a component to your Coulombic force. And then the second thing you say is that the nuclear charge or the number of protons are increasing as you go across the period. That causes an increase in Coulombic force. So what you have is, going across, you have a higher Coulombic force, which means that the valence electrons are being tightly held to the nucleus, whereas going down a group, your Coulombic force is decreasing, which means that your valence electrons are not held as tightly. They're held more loosely. So that's the periodic trend for Coulombic force. Now, going to slide four, we start looking at atomic radii. And basically, atomic radii is half the distance between the nuclei of two atoms. We don't really talk about this, but there are several different types, names to atomic radii, because the atoms don't always hang out in the same group formation. So for this particular periodic trend, we're going to consider atomic radii to be always the same, the distance between the nuclei of two atoms. So, going to slide number five, what you see in slide number five is a graph of the atomic radii. And what you see is that if you stay within a group, and those are the yellow ones, that as you go down a group, your atomic radii is increasing. Okay, so as you go down a group, your atomic radii is decreasing. And if you look, as you go across a period, so you go from the yellow one to the blue one, you can see the atomic radii as you go across a period is decreasing. And slide number six basically shows it graphically. As you go down a group, your atomic radii is decreasing. Excuse me, I apologize, is increasing. And as you go across, your atomic radii is decreasing. So if you go to section seven, we already said that the trends are, as you go down a group, the atomic radii is increasing. Now the reason is, well, the atomic radii is basically the distance that the atom is. So what's the outermost part of the atom? The valence electrons. So what's happening as you go down the group with the valence electrons? Well, the valence electrons are in higher energy levels. Therefore, they are further away from the nucleus, and their Coulombic force is less. Therefore, if they're further away, the atomic radii must be larger. Okay? Now, going across a period, the atomic radii decreases. Why does it decrease? Well, as you go across a period, you're not adding, your valence electrons are all in the same energy level. So you're not adding any more energy levels. But what's happening? Well, the nuclear charge is increasing. And as you know, with increasing nuclear charge, there's a greater Coulombic force or greater pull on that valence electron to the nucleus. Well, that will cause, therefore, if the valence electrons are the outermost edge of the atom, if it's pulling in further, therefore, the atomic radii must be decreasing as you go across a period. I think we'll stop right here, and we'll continue on with the second audio file with ionization energy.